Triple M Breakfast with Woody and Shoobs.
A very good morning to you. We're talking about the Platinum Jubilee. Queen Elizabeth II has been on the throne for 70 years, an incredible achievement, and one that's never going to be repeated ever again. And we're joined on the line by Dr. Cindy McCreary, the Senior Lecturer from the Department of History and at the University of Sydney. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Woody and Tubes.
Now, so great to have you.
We were talking about the Queen and just that 70 years. There's so many milestones, so many things that happen. I mean, she's gone through world wars. Kids have been playing up a bit. There's so many, isn't it? It's so significant.
It is. I think she's a real emblem for persistence and survival. In a really polarized, turbulent world, the Queen stands as a rock of stability and compassion, and I think she's a really unifying force in our world today.
Can you explain the importance of this moment for the UK to us?
Yeah, so this is, as you've said, a record-breaking moment. No other monarch in British or indeed modern history has reigned for so long. And I think the other thing is not just longevity. The Queen is an incredibly unifying force, and there's so much support for her, even if there are questions about whether or not we should continue as a monarchy. I think everyone's united in supporting the Queen and being grateful to her for her service.
Do you think we'll see this again? Because, I mean, Prince Charles is going to take over with Camilla, and then you've got William and Kate. Do you think that in Australia, I guess there's that republic debate that's going to maybe happen when she passes?
Yeah, I think there are two things. We know from the current new government that their priority is the Uluru Statement and including the Indigenous voice in Parliament.
Yeah.
So I don't think that the priority for the Labor government will be to become a republic. But I do think down the track it will be a conversation we have again. But of course, the issue is not just whether or not we stop being a monarchy. It's about how we decide to choose the next head of state. And that, I think, is really how the last republic referendum fell apart. People didn't agree on that model. And so I think that's still an outstanding issue.
We've been talking to Hobart, and so many people in Hobart have met the Queen or a royal or know someone that has. Have you ever had a brush with royalty?
I haven't, although I've been lucky enough to do a lot of research in Windsor. So I've been in Windsor Castle and in the Royal Archives, which is just a fantastic opportunity for all historians to have.
Have you got a favourite fact? One that you pull out at dinner parties?
It's probably a more obscure fact that historians would get, which is just that our two, I think, flagship hospitals in mainland Australia, Royal Prince Alfred Hospital in Sydney and the Alfred Hospital in Melbourne, are all due to the Queen Victoria's second son visiting us in 1867, 68 and getting shot, but luckily surviving.
What?
And in gratitude, Australians subscribe money for what are two of still the best hospitals in Australia today.
Absolutely
no
unbelievable fact.
Way.
That's unreal.
And the only one I had was that Prince Charles apparently has a servant to put toothpaste on his toothbrush at night.
Dr. Cindy McCreary, thank you so much for joining
pleasure.
Us. Where will you be watching the Jubilee celebrations?
I'll be watching in my living room and talking to a few other people about what's happening.
We really appreciate it. Thanks so much for coming on Triple M Breakfast with Woody and Tubes.
It's 18 away from 9.